It is extremely costly to get a good education these days, but there is something else far more costly, and that is ignorance. Especially is this true regarding the Word of God, the Bible. If a person doesn't know what the Bible teaches concerning eternal life in the future, his ignorance will certainly not be bliss. Peter stresses with certainty the fact of future judgment on all unbelievers in all of creation. Thousands of centuries have passed, and this prophesied judgment has not been fulfilled. Why the delay? Well, Peter gives the fundamental reason, as he says, an account that the long-suffering of our Lord is salvation. God's patience in avenging his wrath for sin is because he is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. He is giving the unsaved every possible opportunity to repent and be saved before it's too late. Jesus said in John 3, verse 5, "Except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God." The water refers to God's Word as it is revealed in the Bible, and the Spirit, of course, is the Holy Spirit, the third person of the Trinity. The Word is the medium God uses to unfold the way of salvation. The Holy Spirit is the agency he uses to apply the truth and to impart new life to those who are willing to believe in Christ. Thus, there is no excuse for anyone who has a copy of the Bible to say that he cannot know the way. If anyone will read the Scriptures with a desire to understand its message, the Spirit of God will make the message clear. The Holy Spirit will give new life to everyone who receives the message of salvation through Jesus Christ. Peter tells us further that he was not alone in the portrayal of this transforming message of God's love for sinners. He says that his beloved brother Paul also, according to the wisdom given unto him, hath written unto you. Certainly one need not read far into any of Paul's epistles without sensing the impact of a man burning with the zeal of the Lord, impassioned by the Spirit of God. He presents the message of regeneration through the shed blood of Jesus Christ. Like Peter, the Apostle Paul upheld the name of Christ as the only way of salvation. He says, "Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." In verse 16, Peter says concerning the record Paul has given of divine truth, that in these writings there are some things hard to be understood, which they that are unlearned and unstable wrest, as they do also the other Scriptures, unto their own destruction. You see, Peter was not alone in his problems with the false teachers. Repeatedly, Paul was confronted by ungodly men whose minds were closed to the truth. The word unlearned, which Peter uses to describe them, does not mean that they were unscholarly or ignorant in worldly wisdom. Rather, they were blind to spiritual truth. Even though they tried to reason it out, they were devoid of spiritual understanding. Their unregenerate hearts would not permit them to comprehend the message of grace and redemption. But this was not all. Peter tells us that they wrested the Scriptures, that is, they distorted and misinterpreted God's truth. Such handling of the Word of God can only produce catastrophe. Thus, the end result of this humanistic attempt to understand the Scriptures resulted in confusion. For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, Paul says. The real problem of the false teachers who plagued both Peter and Paul and others was the fact that they had never experienced the new birth. Even though they were brilliant and wise in the understanding of the philosophies of their day, they were wholly incapable of grasping the elementary truths of God's Word. Their condition is described clearly in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 27 through 29. But God hath chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, and God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty, and base things of the world, and things which are despised, hath God chosen, yea, and things which are not, to bring to naught things that are, that no flesh should glory in his presence. No one will ever be able to boast that he found God or understood spiritual truth on the basis of his own rationalization. There is only one universal approach to God. All must come the same way, whether a child or an adult, whether learned or uneducated, whether rich or poor, all must come to Jesus and bow before him. You see, he declared in John 3:7, "Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again." Education, cultivation, reformation, training of the old nature will never turn flesh into spirit. And Jesus said in John 3:6, "That which is born of the flesh is flesh. It may be decent or indecent flesh, religious or irreligious, pious or profane, but it is still flesh." Nicodemus was a master of Israel. He was a wise man, well trained in the wisdom of the world, yet he had no understanding whatsoever of the new birth. This subject continues to baffle the most erudite and well-trained minds of our day. Well, maybe you're thinking of the progress that has been made, especially in the last 50 years or so. Are not things on the upgrade, you may ask? Consider the progress. Sound and color movies, radio and television, metals, radar, plastics, electronics, drugs, air conditioning, airplanes, space travel. Things have improved. But what about human nature? One need only consider organized crime, murder, immorality, multitudes on skid row, corruption in government, the downgrade of religion, unnecessary and exhausting wars, vast armies of hopeless alcoholics, increasing delinquency, the persistence of disease in forms old and new. Progress? Yes, we have made some progress, but the heart of man is no different from Adam's sinful heart of centuries before. Paul sums it up well as he says in 2 Timothy 3:13, "But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived." Please realize it. At this very moment, you are either saved or lost. There is no middle ground. Be honest with yourself and with God. If you are lost, and if you should die in that state, you will be eternally lost. Don't gamble with time. Don't play with God. Hear his voice speaking to you at this moment. Draw nigh to God, and he says he will draw nigh to you. I beseech you to pause amidst the busy hours to think about that of which you may never think again, the eternal salvation of your soul. Call on Jesus and tell him you're sorry for your sins and you want to be saved, and he will answer your prayer immediately. Blessed God, I come to you in weakness, thanking you for your grace and love. I praise you that you have provided a way of escape from our sins so that we can be saved throughout all eternity and live in your presence. May the Spirit of God draw some into the family of God today as they repent and trust Christ. For I ask in his blessed name, amen.